This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
Walking in the light of God. That's the title if you're keeping notes. First, we're going to define our terms. By walking, both the Hebrew word and the Greek word translated walking in our Bibles, Hebrew of the Old Testament, Greek of the New, they have a root word, which is a picture word, and that word is a picture of carrying something. Carrying something. And so when the Bible talks about walking, it has this root word to carry, and it means to carry on, to carry onward, to carry upward, to walk on, to carry on. We not only enter life in the Spirit with God, but we're told to walk in the Spirit, to carry on, to walk on upward and ever onward. The progress with God is always ever onward and upward, from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. His way is never for us to stop somewhere along the way, for then you fall into backsliding. His way is walk in love, walk in faith, walk in the Spirit. Carry onward and upward with God. So that's what we mean by walk. Now for the light, we're going to let the Bible define the light. Turn to the book of 1 John. Book of 1 John. We will begin with the first verse. You know that this is talking about, as John the Apostle writes, he was one of the 12 apostles, those who were chosen for a witness because they were with Jesus. They touched him. They handled him. He was among them in the flesh. The Bible speaks of many more than 12 apostles, but those 12 were the witnesses, the 12, who stood in a place other apostles cannot stand because they walked with Jesus manifested in the flesh. And so here, John, one of those men, describes that walk that they had with the Master. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, speaking of Jesus, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. We touched him, we handled him, we walked with him, and what we saw and what we heard, we're to declare it to you. We're the 12 apostles of the Lamb. We're going to declare it to you. Now we're going to declare it to you for a purpose. Here's the purpose. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. That we saw, that we heard, that we got from him, we're going to declare to you, and we're going to declare it to you for this purpose, that you may have fellowship with us, the 12. Now, this word fellowship does not mean like we would go over here to the cafeteria and have a cup of coffee and a piece of cake. Talk about the day. The Amplified translation gets closer to the meaning of the Greek word and translates it like this: that we might realize and enjoy fellowship as partners and partakers with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. This word fellowship is a working relationship. John said we're going to declare what Jesus told us so that you can enter into fellowship with us, with the Father, with the Son, as partners in a great cause, the greatest in the whole of creation. As partakers of his same nature and partners in the great work of God. We're not living in a hodgepodge world. Oh, it seems hodgepodge, but the things that are going on, there's a great divine overall purpose and plan. God the Father at the head of it. And the Apostle John says we heard from Jesus something that allowed us to enter in as a partaker with God, the creator of the universe, and as a partner in what he's doing. We're going to declare to you what Jesus told us so that you can enter into that same fellowship as a partner, as a partaker in this great business with God the Father, with his Son Jesus Christ, and even with the 12. We want to offer you here not partnership with Howard Hughes, not partnership with J. Paul Getty, but partnership with the Creator of the universe. We're not just having church. We're not just having be nice religion. We're having partnership with God. Now we heard something from Jesus, he said, that allows us to enter into that partnership. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that for this purpose you also may have fellowship as a partner and partaker with us. And truly our fellowship as partners and partakers is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. He's already said Jesus came, we walked with him, we touched him. He told us something that allows us to enter into partnership relationship with God, the creator of the universe. And he left us a message that will allow us to do that. This is the Bible had sound effects, it would read like this. Verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. Dun, da, da, dun! This will allow you to work with him. Dun, da, da, dun! We should be hanging on the edge of our seats to get such a message. This then, verse 5. Is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that, dun, da, da, dun, God is light. God is light. Amen. Just so we get it. And in him is no darkness at all. Glory to God! Hallelujah! Isn't that a message? Isn't that something? That's all you have to get, just to enter right in there with full working relationship with God. Work with him in prayer. Work with him in the Word. You think it would have been simple for the church. But we didn't get that message. So what Dr. Cherry was talking about, it was hard for him to know whether to go in and get the people well. Perhaps God was the one teaching my lesson. And they're dying of cancer. See, we didn't get the message. We didn't get the message. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. And even sometimes from our pulpits, we would preach about the darkness of God. And so it was difficult for us to work with him and difficult to pray. And even sometimes now, when you've heard the message and you've been taught it for years, There'll be still a little dark speck back in there. It was put there long ago, hard for you to get rid of, because darkness was associated with God. But I tell you, there's coming to people who are going to get this message. They're going to realize and enjoy partnership with Jehovah God. Now, that's good so far. But let's go down to verse 7. Here's something we're going to move into in these last hours. Oh, I'm waiting for it. I'm crying for it. I'm believing for it. We're going to have it. I don't think we've really had it yet. But in verse 7 he says to us, if we walk in the light, who is light? God. We just learned that back up 2 verses ago. If we walk in the light as he, Jesus, is in the light, the one who came and we saw. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, there's another fellowship we're going to know. A fellowship, a working relationship as partners and partakers. And I tell you, glory to God, we're not going to know it long, because when we know it, we're going to get our work done so fast this world can't hold us. But the Bible, there's lots of things in the Bible we haven't walked in yet. But they're there because we're going to. He says to us here, if we walk in the light as he, Jesus, is in the light, we have fellowship as partners and partakers, one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. We're going to know this fellowship before we leave. It will come to us as we walk in the light as he is in the light. Now that would have been a tall order if God had said to us. I would have thought it was a tall order if God said to us, now you walk in the light as Kenneth Hagin walks in the light. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate. You know, I'm prejudiced. I just admit it. You walk in the light, Billy Brim, as Kenneth Hagin walks in the light. I would have said, well, God, is that fair? My goodness, this is his 50th year of ministry. You surely don't expect me to walk in the light as he is in the light, do you, God? Or what if he said to you, you walk in the light as Pastor Osteen walks in the light? You might have said, well, that's a tall order. I just got saved here last Sunday morning, God. Or maybe this morning when 52 came in. What if he had said to us, you walk in the light as Apostle Paul walks in the light? Been high, huh? But he didn't say that.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.